heart of the gospel is knowing that we will be safe on Canaan's side, the promised land, the land that is ours. And so this evening, as we get close to the end of Paul's letter to the Romans, we only have two more passages to consider after this evening whenever we look at chapter 16. And tonight, Paul wants to bring us back to his mission, to that message of the gospel going out so that indeed all anxious fears will be subsided and that a people of God's choosing will be landed safe on Canaan's side. And it is his mission to the Gentiles. And he's going to tell us tonight how this ministry will take him to the ends of the known world of his day. And whenever we look back on the history of the church, it is effectively the history of God's mission. Because in his grace, Christ has preserved and grown his church through all ages. And even as we were praying just a moment ago, even today, he's continuing to grow his church through all ages, even through the digital means that we now know. He's been working through the faithfulness and zeal of brothers and sisters of many different stripes and many different generations. But the church has known bloodshed. It's known strife. It knew that in the 16th and the 17th centuries. And by the 18th century, those had largely subsided in our church history, with most European countries established in some sense as either being Protestant or Roman Catholic. But faithful Christians in this time of peace of the church have been scattered to the ends of the earth by the biting winds of persecution. And the stage was set for a new evangelistic effort of which today's mission agencies are the closest offspring.